everybody, Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Tom Fairbanks, in today.
What am I doing here?
Yeah, hey, it's not Friday. Tom's normally my Friday engineer producer, but Mr. Ray Allen has some station business to take care of. He may show up during the show, and you guys can play musical chairs there. Did you get any rain last night, Tom?
I did, over the northwest side of town quite a bit, and it stayed around for a while during the morning hours. So that was nice.
Nice, gentle rain.
Yes.
But some folks have said it may be even up to a half an inch, which was really good news. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is the midweek edition. It's the 29th of June, 2016. We come to you from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. We live stream our show, live streaming at KVOI.com and my website, BuckmasterShow.com. That means if you're near a computer, anywhere in the world, you can hear our program coming to you live. And if you miss a portion of the program, we've got it all archived for you on my website, all of our shows over the past, well, 5.5 years of radio content at BuckmasterShow.com, 790-2040 for your calls, questions, and comments. If you have any tree-related questions, now would be a great time to give us a call, because we're going to be talking with the new leader of Tucson Clean and Beautiful. It's a very full hour. After that, at about 12:20, we're continuing with our candidate interview series. Today we'll meet John Backer. Mr. Backer is one of three Republican candidates for Pima County Supervisor in District 4. And then 12:30 today, CEO and President of Tucson Realty and Trust, Hank Amos, will be talking about his firm's mid-year commercial real estate forecast. But right now I want to introduce our listeners to Tom Ellis. Mr. Ellis is the new Executive Director for Tucson Clean and Beautiful, which is a nonprofit environmental organization that's been serving Tucson and Pima County, the metro area, since 1985. Joan Lionetti had served as the executive director for many, many years. Joan, somewhat of an institution with Tucson Clean and Beautiful, she will be stepping aside to enjoy life and do hopefully some fun things. In a couple of days, she'll be leaving that position. Tom joins us now. Mr. Ellis, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you so much for having me.
And it's not like you're a newcomer to the arbor industry, the tree. You are an arboriculturalist.
Yeah. How,
is that about right? For
arborist, tree
so
guy.
For like, yeah, I mean, a long time.
For a long
decades.
Time. Decades. Yes.
And you know parks and you know recreation. Most recently, you were the director of the town of Marana's Parks and Recreation Department. You were there for a dozen years. So Joan Lionetti's shoes probably can't be filled. I mean, she's been around forever and is an institution. But you will bring your own style to this organization that has a very rich history, doesn't it, Tom?
It does. You know, as you said, Tucson Clean and Beautiful has been serving the community for 30 years. So it's got a record of success, and we hope just to build on that and continue Joan's work. But as you say, surely can't be replaced, but we'll just continue on the path that Joan has set for us.
And what would you? I think the Trees for Tucson is one of your signature programs.
It is. Over the years since Tucson Trees for Tucson came into existence, thousands of trees have been planted. That actually, if you added it all up, the program's added about 1,400 acres of shade to Tucson. So a huge energy savings there, and we continue to work on that program.
If people want to put trees by the house to perhaps, and it's not just perhaps, I know from personal experience, Tom Ellis, that planting trees by the house, especially on the
You know, the best places to plant is on the east and the west side.
East and west.
And your mind tells you that the south is the best,
right.
But when you watch the sun come across, that's where it spends most of its time, shining down from the east and the west.
And it will impact your, in a positive manner, your electricity bill.
It will. It'll bring it down significantly as that tree grows and casts shade and shadow on the walls of the house.
How's the best way to get involved if someone would like to get involved with the Trees for Tucson program? The
best way to do it is just visit the Tucson Clean and Beautiful website at tucsoncleanandbeautiful.org, and you'll see the Trees for Tucson tab there, and go, and it'll give you opportunities to get involved, or the opportunity to buy shade trees for your home and fruit trees for your home now at very reasonable prices.
Recycling's been a big part of Tucson Clean and Beautiful through the years, and there's been ups and downs with that recycling market. Right now, the market's flat, but people have gotten and developed a recycling ethic, and they really do want to make a difference, so they recycle.
They do, and Tucson Clean and Beautiful, we have the recycle hotline, so aside from the curbside recycling that was actually started and came into being through the efforts of Joan and Tucson Clean and Beautiful with their telephone recycling program, but anything you could think of that you might need to get rid of, call the hotline. And
you have that number there?
The recycle hotline is 520-791-5000. Or again, you can go through the website and get it. But
so if somebody has some items they'd like to recycle that are just call the hotline and arrangements can be made.
Well, they'll tell you where you can take the material, who'll take it, from metal recycling to secondhand shops to all kind of alternatives.
You know, these memorials are wonderful when people want to plant a tree in the name of a loved one, and you've got several opportunities there, Tom Ellis, don't you?
Yeah, right. We have the commemorative tree parks, and right now we have one going up on Pantano along the loop trail there, and to date about 300 trees have been planted, but there's still room for about 270 left to go. So through our program, for $225, a tree will be planted, and then every year we have a dedication service where the names are read for those people that are honored or in memorial.
And those that have lost a child, nothing can be more painful, but there is certainly the option there with the memorial park.
We have the memorial parks, one down on River, Children's Memorial Park, and then a memorial park up at Michael Perry Park up by Pantano. And again, there's monumentation there, so the child's name, and it could be a child of any age. We all have children, and it can be engraved for posterity into the monuments up there to remember those children.
We're speaking with Tom Ellis. Mr. Ellis is the new executive director of Tucson and Clean and Beautiful. For those that have not heard of the YARDS program, which is an acronym for
Youth Achieving Resources and Development.
Well, the YARDS program is extremely successful. This is a program that takes juvenile offenders and gives these young people who have made a mistake, gives them a second chance.
It does. And so what we offer, working with Pima County Juvenile Court, is a 34-hour program where the young people come and they learn lessons in landscape management, but more importantly than that, perhaps, is just life skill lessons, how to manage money, how to prepare a resume, how to handle oneself in an interview, and those type of things. So at the end of the program, these young people who perhaps have not had as many successes as some of the rest of us have the opportunity to have a graduation and know that they've succeeded in something. We've had over 100 young people go through that program, very successful.
Tucson Clean and Beautiful has on the website, which is Tucson Clean and Beautiful, all spelled out, .org. For those that are wondering, well, what type of tree? And it doesn't have to be planting what might first come to mind. There are, you know, mesquite, or there are some trees that people may not think of that would be would work here in southern Arizona.
Surely. We have, you know, Chinese pistache or red push pistache
they
is a very
so
popular.
They look so beautiful. They actually, the leaves turn in the fall.
You get a nice really red
beautiful.
Color.
Yeah, you get a nice red color. And they do well. It's
they
called
do.
A Chinese...
Chinese pistache.
Pistache.
Okay. Or the other variety is a red push pistache. Mm. Mm-hmm. And those are available and make a nice, large, but not overly large, big shade tree for the yard.
All right. You have loved trees all your life. Growing up in the South, there were a lot of trees there. And for a desert community, we've got a nice variety of trees, don't we?
You know, that's what people don't, I think, don't appreciate about Tucson is they think Tucson's in the desert, mm-hmm. but what a green, lovely place, especially now with the monsoons. Yes. As you look out across the open desert and see the mesquites and the Palo Verdes and the ironwoods start to green up, we are really blessed in this environment that we live. You know, the American Forest has basically said that a Southwest desert city ought to have 25% natural canopy cover. Mm-hmm. And here in Tucson, we're sitting at about 6.5%.
Oh, wow.
So we have a lot of opportunity.
Yeah. A lot of opportunity.
And so we, you know, we really ask that people go out, especially now during the monsoon, look and see where the water's running off your house and take advantage of that natural water and figure out where you might plant that tree as the fall comes.
And 25% would be a great goal for Tucson to get that urban canopy, because it will cut down on the heat island effect.
It cuts down on the heat island. It will help Tucson stay cooler as our temperatures rise over the mm-hmm. next few decades.
All right, Tom Ellis, thank you very much. Good luck, Tom, with the new position.
Hey, thanks so much for having us, and I ask everybody to come out and check us out on the website.
TucsonCleanAndBeautiful.org. 12:16 now on the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. We're trying to introduce our listeners to some of the candidates who are in contested primaries coming up, and John Backer is one of them. John will be with us right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman on behalf of Five Star Termite and Pest Control. Question, how many cockroaches does it take to change a light bulb? None, if you use Five Star Termite and Pest Control, because there are no cockroaches. Hasta luego. Adios, cucaracha. Do yourself a favor and call my friend Shelby Hawkins at Five Star Termite and Pest Control.
We're Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Hi, this is Ken Flower. You already know how my design team can enhance any special event. Now, how would you like to enhance the look and function of your home or business? Well, I just founded a new company, Enhance Openings, Windows, Doors, and More. Whether you're replacing a house full of windows and doors or building your dream home, Enhance Openings is here to help make your project a reality. Want a hassle-free window and door estimate from a name you can trust? Put our design ideas to work. It's time to make the call. Hurry, act today. Call our Tucson showroom at 886-1602. The first 25 callers will receive $500 off qualified Pella windows and doors or 0% APR financing for 24 months. Don't let these savings pass you by. Act now. Call 886-1602, 886-1602, or visit us online at enhanceopenings.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. We bring you national stories ignored by the mainstream media. Sources include the Washington Times News Service, Personal Liberty Digest, the National Center for Policy Analysis, the Washington Free Beacon, and the Heartland Institute. It is national news coverage from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Hi, Alan Schultz from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you're sure to find a business you can trust. Whether you need a quote from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an AMA Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. The beginning of the program, we were talking about green things being trees, but we also have a wonderful sponsor known as Green Things, and they're doing these great workshops. They're free Saturday and Sunday, 10 o'clock, and this Saturday they're going to do, you know, when one of the pots on the patio breaks, you don't really need to throw it away. You can actually do some planting in the broken pot. So you get some interesting ideas there at Green Things, 3384 East River Road. Then Sunday morning at 10, the subject will be fertilizing your plants. So a couple of good topics just west of intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. They're on, it's a beautiful site over there on River Road, greenthingsaz.com. And check it out, 13 full acres. Say hello to Jan and Jack, the owners, two very, very nice people. We're trying to introduce our listeners to as many of the candidates in contested primaries. Pima County Supervisor Ray Carroll stepping down after nearly two decades, representing Tucson's East Side, Tankerville Valley, Mount Lemmon, Green Valley, and the Santa Rita Mountains. So there's an open seat in that heavily Republican district. There are three candidates, three Republicans. Steve Christie, retired car dealer, Marla Klassen, who was with us yesterday, and today we have John Backer, Air Force vet, and a guy who has lived here in Tucson really off and on for a long time. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So how is the campaign going?
It's going great. First-time candidate, so it's definitely been a learning experience, but I've really enjoyed meeting a lot of people and hearing a lot of concerns that they share.
What are they saying to you? What concerns do they have?
Well, probably the thing I hear the most is the roads. Some talk about the worldview deal, and some of them gone so far as to say, if you're not currently running or not currently in office, you've got my support. We just want everybody that's in there out is what they're saying. So they're feeling, I think, disenfranchised and not happy with the way things have been going for some time.
And then what do you tell them? How do you sell yourself and with your experience?
Well, I think I gain a lot of respect immediately by being an Air Force veteran, and not just an Air Force veteran, but someone who served here in Tucson as an aircraft electrician on the A-10, and that goes a long way. But also, you know, I've got four college degrees.
Yeah,
a master's degree, a bachelor's, and two associates, and one of those associates is from Pima Community College.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got deep roots here, raised family here, worked here, got educated here. And I've spent the majority of my career fixing problems. I've got 25.
Including aircraft problems.
Absolutely.
So did DM, was that the reason how you, or was that how you first were introduced to the Valley in Tucson?
Absolutely. Came out as an 18-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm. So you also have an accounting background.
Yeah, well, I've been in IT the majority of my career, 25 years, and as you might realize, you know, when you're working in the IT capacity, you cross all departments, whether it be accounting, marketing, shipping, receiving, just about any business function. When there's an issue, the leaders of a company go find the IT people to find out what's going on, and I've been in that role for over 25 years.
How do we get more people to work in this area?
Well, we become more business friendly. I was speaking to one gentleman who was building has built a commercial building down in Green Valley, Sahuarita, and he explained to me that the user impact fee that he was charged to simply put in a 2-inch water pipe was $69,000. I believe instead of soaking it to people who are trying to grow our economy, we need to just recover the cost and make it just as easy, painless, and quick as reasonably possible to encourage these businesses to come here and raise everyone's wages through competition for the labor.
You have one of the best gimmicks I have seen for a little giveaway here. It says backbacker.org, and it's a little case full of mints. And it says, does your county government leave a bad taste in your mouth? And then it shows you on this little mint case, and it says, someone you can trust to serve you.
Right.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you came up with that one.
Well, I surround myself with people that are smarter than myself, and my printer is the one who showed me that idea, and I loved it, and I've had a lot of fun with it. I actually ran out of them. I'm supposed to get more of them today. They're so popular, and everybody laughs, and what I say is it's only funny if it's true.
Mm-hmm. So the roads are an issue. You have too much red tape. Any other issues you'd like to bring to our listeners' attention?
Yeah, the county has been too involved in being in the real estate business, picking winners and losers in business. There's no reason that the county should own the property that it owns and then try to find people to lease or buy that property from them. Let the free market run that. All right? I think our fellow citizens would rather us spend our money somewhere else. And, you know, worldview's been a big topic. You know, I think most people see the problems in that because, you know, we're borrowing $15 million against county property to, provide to a company who isn't proven, really. They haven't even been authorized to fly, and the break-even point's 18 years out. And on an earlier interview on your station, Jane Pointer pointed out when asked, you know, what happens if you guys go away? What happens? And I think the question was more, what if you don't succeed from a business perspective? But she said, well, if we decide to leave, the county will still own the building and can do what they want with it. And I was surprised there wasn't more of a commitment there from the business.
790-2040, 790-2040. If you would like to join in on the conversation, Mr. Backer will be here for a couple more minutes. You're residing in the Sahuarita area?
Yeah, I've lived in Madera Highlands since 2007, but lived first house I ever bought was close to Harrison and 22nd, so I've lived throughout the district.
And how have you, as a first-time candidate, what are some of the things that surprised you the most, John?
Well, we were talking about it before we went on air, actually. When I went to my friends and family, the people that I thought would really line up in a big way to help.
Yeah, jump on board, say, go for it. Yeah. What has been the reaction from your family?
Well, I think it's like most of the citizens in Pima County. Everybody's busy just getting by and aren't as willing to participate as I once thought. But that's okay. You know, you work with the hand you're dealt, and you take it to the wall, and you leave it all on the field.
They said, good luck, John.
Right.
But I'm really, I don't know if I can give you any time or even money for this deal.
Absolutely. Right.
All right. I think we've got to take a call right now at 790-2040. Let's see if we can put Joe. Is it Joe? Joe Dreyfus is with us. Go ahead, Joe. Hey, Joe.
Wonderful program as always, Bill. Wonderful. Mr.
Thank you.
Packer.
Yes, sir.
One specific question.
Okay.
Where is your stance on our historic Rito racetrack?
Okay. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, it's a good question. And I've never been asked that before as a first-time candidate, to be perfectly honest with you. And I'm going to do something you never heard from a political candidate, probably.
You're going to pass.
I'm going to say I don't know, but I don't want to blow smoke. I want to give you a valid answer. And what I'm going to do when I leave here today is I'm going to do research into that, and I'm going to get an answer, and I'm going to post it on my Facebook page to get you the actual answer you deserve.
Okay. Joe Dreyfus, you can look for it at John Baker's Backer's Facebook page. That was Joe Dreyfus, of course, who hosts our program called The Visit on Sunday afternoon at 5. One more quick call before we take the break. Ray is with us. Hey, Ray.
Hi.
Quick question for Mr. Backer.
No.
Ray?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah. I'm asking, is he for or against Rosemont Mine opening up?
Okay, thank you, Ray. For or against Rosemont Mine?
Okay, so me being a conservative citizen here and having family members that have been in mining for 40 years, my initial indication was to support anything that would bring jobs here. In walking the neighborhoods and talking to people, I've heard of a couple primary concerns with Rosemont, and one is the water usage, and another is the look of the mountain when the mining's going on. I've done some reaching out and some research, and I found out that the proposed Rosemont mine would use, I believe, 50% of the water as the existing mines down there. They have it in the agreement that they would recharge 105% of the water they would use. They've been 400 scientific studies to help ferret all this out, and they wouldn't have gotten a water permit if the powers that be thought it was an issue. And then on the look of the mine site, I'm told they're going to do dry stack tailings, which is going to maintain more of a natural look if they're allowed to continue. So I'm willing to listen to anybody's viewpoint on this, but based on what I know today, I believe since they've hit all the check marks and done everything asked of them, we'd be hard-pressed to tell them no if they're meeting all the standards that are put in front of them.
Okay, John Backer, and we can find out more about you at backbacker.org.
Correct.
All right, John, thanks a lot. Good to see you.
Thank you.
All right, 12:31 on the Buckmaster Show. Hank Amos is next. Hank is the head guy at Tucson Realty and Trust. We'll talk with him right after this. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Thursday as we spend the entire hour talking about the future of the city of Tucson. We'll talk with council members Paul Cunningham and Steve Kasachek. Buckmaster is live noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI, and we have live streaming, podcasts, and all of our shows archived on my website, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, midweek edition. I look at Tom Fairbanks on the other side of the glass, and I want to think it's Friday, which is kind of a nice feeling because Tom's normally with me Friday, but he's in today for Ray Allen. But anyway, let's go to the live line. Hank Amos is the president and CEO of Tucson Realty and Trust. Hank, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Yourself?
Doing very well. Thank you, Hank. Good. I wanted to talk a little bit about your mid-year forecast and kind of looking back as we are at the mid-year point, or you could also look at it as the beginning of a new fiscal year. It looks like from on the surface, it looks like the sales of existing homes and new homes have increased year to date over last year. I mean, up 25%. That's good news, isn't it?
The residential market is having a very good year this year and doing better than last year. So that bodes well for Tucson, since Tucson's a real estate-driven economy. And when residential does well, then the suppliers for residential, you know, product or homes, the plumbers, the electricians and everything, they start coming back into our marketplace to meet the demand for housing that will surely occur later on down the road.
Well, the increases are significant, Hank Amos. It is important to remember that home building and the real estate markets really haven't recovered, have they, since 2008?
Well, Tucson's economy really hasn't recovered since 2008, and that's been the problem. You know, you look at where Phoenix is and where nationally they've all recovered job-wise to their pre-recession levels. We're still at 75% of where we were beforehand. So it's going to take a little while for us to kind of get back. What's holding things back? Well, it kind of goes back to what we've talked about before. We've had a no-growth policy that's been practiced by the city of Tucson and the county. And when you have that, that takes a while. It trickles down and, you know, you don't have companies coming here. Now, the good news is that in the last 6 months or so, especially with the help of Governor Doug Ducey, we're starting to see jobs come into our community. So, you know, Doug delivered Caterpillar to us. was instrumental in Comcast. We also have Home Goods, Uber. So those are all really positive things for our economy. And hopefully we'll start getting the other vendors that maybe supply those companies that'll relocate here as well. But you got to start somewhere, and we're starting somewhere there. And that and the residential home market doing well, it looks like things may be starting to turn around for Tucson.
Is the commercial real estate market heating up a little bit?
It's a mixed bag a little bit. Usually it follows residential. There's some parts of the market that are doing very well. So areas in the investment market like apartments and self-storage are doing very well. Retail's done very well. But then you look at, you know, office, even though the rents are starting to firm up, vacancy is still around 16% or so. So, you know, that's a reflection of the job market. That they've had a tough go at it a little bit. Industrial's kind of the same thing. I would say, you know, CoStar says the vacancy rate's around 9.4%. I'd say it's probably a little bit higher, but they're down to a 1-year supply. But the industrial market's been a little weak. The office market's been a little weak. And the land market, especially like for residential lots, that's been very weak. And the builders, they're not buying products yet, because the big story there's still a lot of homes in Tucson, existing homes that, you know, let's say the median price for an existing home is $179,000. The median price for a new home is $253,000. So they're not going to really go out and buy a lot more land and develop that and put new product on there until they see existing homes prices kind of move up a little bit to match where they're at. The market basically for residential has been real strong for under 300,000.
How about some of these vacant, we see these little strip malls on the corners. Seems to be a lot of still vacancies out there, Hank Amos.
Well, the mom and pops have had a tough time, but we're starting to see a lot of what we call urban infill. So that's been really the big thing in retail. Taking these old centers, these old strip centers, and tearing them down and putting new product on there. And a perfect example is at Wilmot and Broadway at the northwest corner there. We have a Dick's Sporting Goods and a Nordstrom Rack. Then you look across the street, that used to be the El Mercado Shopping Center. That was torn down. You now have CVS and Meters and all. So that's what you're starting to see in Tucson, is taking a lot of that old stuff and redeveloping it with new product.
You've been around a long time, the family's many generations here in Tucson. In your opinion, Hank Amos, have we hit bottom, and are we on the way up?
Yes, we definitely hit bottom. I would say maybe a year and a half ago, and start slowly crawling out. Now we're starting to see some of the jobs and some of the companies come here. So I definitely think we've hit bottom. We're starting to work our way out. And that's one of the reasons why we're recommending to individuals who are renting and maybe thinking of buying their own building, now's the time to buy that building, because the prices are going to start to go up. Also, interest rates are pretty low. And then we're also recommending that if you've been an owner of real estate and you've been thinking about selling, cap rates are pretty low for a lot of product. And so when the cap rates are low, that the seller then will earn more than they would. So since cap rates are low, now's the time to sell as well. Because once interest rates start going up, those cap rates will start moving up and you won't get as much value.
You know, Tucson has been rated one of the top 5 hotspots for the millennial generation. They really love the downtown area. Is that being reflected in downtown with vacancies?
Well, the downtown market's been on fire, and it's been on fire, you know, over the past 5 years. There's been 250 new businesses that have opened up. Just in 2016, 6 new retailers have opened, you know, like Batch and Cafe Whiskey and Donuts, Carriage House, Charles Steaks, Elvira. So that market is really done very well. That they have nearly 500,000 square feet of storefront space, and the vacancy rate is less than 6%.
Well, that's a success story, isn't it?
It's a big success story. And our downtown is one of the big success stories in the country when you look at what's going on. So hopefully with the success of downtown, the new jobs that are coming into our marketplace, how strong the residential market. We're starting to see, you know, more positive things happening in our community.
Well, there is some negative news, and I don't know if you saw this story that 24/7 Wall Street, that's a consumer and financial advisory site, bases their conclusion on U.S. Census Bureau statistics from 550 American cities with populations over 65,000. And unfortunately, Tucson was ranked the 37th worst city to live in the United States. And part of that was based on the fact that our poverty rate here, one out of four people live in poverty in the Tucson area, Hank Amos.
Well, you know, we've talked about this, you know, before too, and unfortunately Tucson's one of the poorest communities. In one poll done about over a year ago, Tucson was the second poorest community in the country on a per capita basis. And that's a reflection again because of the fact that we don't have a lot of jobs in our community. And so when you have a no growth policy, it's not vibrant, you don't have a lot of jobs here. We're seeing in the arts, you know, so the Arizona Theater Company is in financial straits. It may have to close its doors. The symphony is right behind, and you don't have the benefactors. So it's all because of the jobs, and we just have to really focus on that. And I think we're starting to realize that, but it's taken a long time. Fortunately, we have a governor that cares about Southern Arizona.
All right, stick around, Hank Amos. I know you're out of town right now, right?
I'm out of town for right now, but
yeah, okay. But stick around for a few minutes. We want to bring you back for another segment, okay?
You got it.
All right, Hank Amos with us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. If you're looking to get away this weekend, hey, I've got a suggestion. Yes, it's greening up nicely here in Southern Arizona, but so are the Gila National Wilderness over in New Mexico. They've had a lot of rain over there, so this is a perfect time to take the road trip over to Silver City. It's just 3 hours, and you can do some hiking in the Gila National Wilderness. And why not explore the world-famous Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument, and it's just about a 40-minute beautiful drive north of Silver City. SouthwestNewMexico.org is their website. It lists all of the things to do and the many places to stay, like Casitas de Gila guest houses. We're coming up on 12:46 on our midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice, with live streaming anywhere in the world at KVOI.com and BuckmasterShow.com.
Hi, this is Ken Flower. You already know how my design team can enhance any special event. Now, how would you like to enhance the look and function of your home or business? Well, I just founded a new company, Enhance Openings, Windows, Doors, and More. Whether you're replacing a house full of windows and doors or building your dream home, Enhance Openings is here to help make your project a reality. Want a hassle-free window and door estimate from a name you can trust? Put our design ideas to work. It's time to make the call. Hurry, act today. Call our Tucson showroom at 886-1602. The first 25 callers will receive $500 off qualified Pella windows and doors or 0% APR financing for 24 months. Don't let these savings pass you by. Act now. Call 886-1602, 886-1602, or visit us online at enhanceopenings.com.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across Pima County. More than 730 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. Thanks to our partners in the public for collaboration, participation, and support of the RTA plan. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to our communities, the RTA truly is making a difference. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Traveling is more than just a flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. Almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we push now toward 9 minutes before 1 o'clock on this midweek edition of Buckmaster. Hank Amos, the president and CEO of Tucson Realty and Trust, is with us on the live line. There was some good news when we talked to George Hammond, the UA economic forecaster, saying that for the first time in many years, Hank Amos, the job growth in Tucson actually outpaced that of Phoenix. So that's another positive, isn't it?
It is. We actually had 10,400 additional jobs compared to 2,900 jobs last year. So that's the good news. And, you know, that's some of those jobs that the governor's helped brought in and some of the things that we were talking about earlier in the show.
You know, I think also when we're talking about positive news, and yes, there's the negative narrative, as we mentioned, that survey that's showing Tucson in the top 50 of the worst places to live. I think there are a lot of people in Tucson would dispute that ranking. But anyway, the new hockey franchise for the Arizona Coyotes, having in effect one step away from the National Hockey League, that's gonna bring a lot of very talented people to Tucson to watch these. To play in these games, and there'll be a lot of fans for it. And then a college bowl game, that helps too, doesn't it, Hank?
Absolutely. All those things add to your community and create a sense of positive momentum, and it makes it a desirable place to live. I would say probably the biggest news that we had is Congresswoman Martha McSally in her efforts, in along with Senator McCain, keeping the A-10 at Davis-Monthan. That was big. That was a big black cloud about a year ago whether or not we were going to get that, and if another fleet was coming in. So I shouldn't say fleet, but you know, another set of jets coming into Tucson, and we weren't so sure that was going to happen. So keeping the A-10 has pushed that cloud away, hopefully permanently. But that was a big news for Tucson.
You know, little by little, the Tucson industrial vacancy rate, which is a good indicator of how things are going business-wise, the vacancy rate is still hovering, isn't it, around 9 to 9.5%?
It is, and it's probably a little bit higher than what's reported there, because we get that number from CoStar. But industrial is a reflection again. Our industrial market, obviously we have companies that are here, but we have a lot of these 5,000 square foot, 4,000 square foot, 8,000 square foot warehouses or buildings with yards, right? And a lot of those were suppliers that were helping the trade for the residential home building business. And when that business went south back in 08, a lot of those individuals or companies moved, and now we're starting to see them come back. So you see like Sun Valley Supply, 22,000 square feet, came back. They're a big major home builder supply company, and so you're going to start, as our residential market continues to do better, you're going to start seeing those suppliers coming in and taking some of that existing and vacant industrial office space, industrial space.
So what would you say, and you know, you're in your business, you usually look at a one-year supply of this. So are there, what do you have, over about 71 industrial buildings for sale over 1,000 square feet or larger? Is that correct?
That's correct. And that leaves us with about a one-year supply, which is a big improvement over the last 6 or 7 years.
How about apartments? You see, it seems like you can't... Maybe it's the summer because a lot of the U of A students are gone, but it seems like every apartment complex you drive by, they're practically giving away the store, you know, offering deals with maybe several months free rent. What's that sector like, the apartment sector?
Well, from an investment standpoint, that's probably been the hottest market in Tucson. They really are the king of the investment market right now. And so we've seen so far, let's say like in the first quarter, there are 41 closed transactions for 25 units or up, and that totaled about $223 million. So what's happened is investors right now, they're trying to chase yield. They're trying to get a rate of return, and it's very difficult to find that, right? You're not going to get in money market funds, and T-bills are very low. So you're looking towards real estate to get a return of investment. And as more and more people are looking towards real estate to get a return of investment, they're looking at apartments and self-storage facilities that offer that. But that demand has pushed those cap rates. Remember, the lower the cap rate, the more valuable the real estate asset. So we were seeing apartment sales, a lot of them were in that mid-6, something were close to 7, depending upon location and the quality of the community. But we're starting to see deals in the 5.6 range, 5.7 range, which is really, really low, but it's a reflection of how strong and how hot that market's been.
How big a deal is it hitting 1 million people, that population mark?
Well, it's always big because it puts you get, for retailers, right, they may say, hey, we're only going to earn markets that might have 1 million people or whatever. And the fact that we don't get a lot of consideration for the Mexicans who come to our area and shop here. So it's really a bigger market than 1 million when you look at all the folks that come here on the weekends or during the week to do their shopping and maybe go back down to Mexico. But it's a big deal. But we did have, you know, went south there a little bit. We were over 1 million, then we went under 1 million, but I think we're back over 1 million right now as a general market area.
You know, I think one of the big positives has been in the tourism area, and I know so many people, Hank, and you know them as well as I do in this community, leaders worked hard to bring nonstop service to the New York area with coming up in October, American Airlines nonstop service with a daily flight. And it's not a red eye. It's a good the timing is good on this thing, into JFK. Some of your thoughts, Hank Amos.
Well, you know, kudos to Bill Aschenmacher. He really, you know, led that charge and did a great job. And we had people that stepped up because there was a guarantee that they, you know, if they don't, you know, meet so many seats filled up that we'd pay for that. But I think that's a pretty safe investment because there is a need to go back and forth. And we probably need more flights, you know, to do that and kind of get that going. Because if we don't get easy flight connections to Tucson, it's very difficult for companies to want to come here because it's too hard to get to Tucson. It's really easy to get to Phoenix, you know, one stop, boom. But Tucson, it's usually, for many places, it's two flights. In some cases, it may be three. But you need to have those nonstops.
Well, it'll be interesting. Mr. Huckleberry, Chuck Huckleberry, was on the program Friday, and he said there were a couple of big job announcements that are coming up here before Labor Day. So have you heard that as well, Hank?
Yep.
Amos? Yes.
Yep. I understand there's two that they're working on, and so we'll see what happens.
Okay. Hank Amos, thank you very much for your thoughts, kind of the midway point, halfway through 2016, the beginning of a new fiscal year. Hank, have a great summer. We'll talk to you again. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hank Amos, whose family has been around since territorial days with Tucson Realty and Trust. And we want to remind you that the Buckmaster Show is among three local talk shows that we do on a daily basis. For Tucson at 4 is one of the other talk shows. Mike Shaw and Ray Allen together with that program this afternoon, 4 o'clock. Then Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8, the Daily Double with Christy Simone from 8 to 9. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you tomorrow. We go in depth about the future of the city of Tucson. That should be a very interesting discussion. Where are we heading? Buckmaster with you tomorrow, 12:04. Till then, on behalf of Tom Fairbanks, have a great afternoon and evening.